Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. We bring you greetings from the Prayer News Network Global, where I am your co-host, Minister Emmanuel Vogue, our visionary founder of the Prayer News Network, and the person of evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. We give God praise. We give God glory for another day that he allowed us to see. Realize that he didn't have to do it, but he did. Thank God for being clothed in our right mind. The blood is running warm yet through our bodies and our veins. Thank God for a due right mind in an unrighteous time. Thank God for being saved through the precious blood of Jesus, sanctified through the truth, having the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that would have breath and a drive to drive and go forward and see what the end is going to be. Amen. We just bless God for each and every one of you that have come to the Prayer News Network tonight. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your, amen, attendance and coming, your support, your prayers. Amen. Whatever you see fit, amen, you can do to be a blessing, amen, to this Prayer News, amen, network outreach ministry. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. We thank God, amen, for all of our first-time visitors, amen, that may be on the line. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global, where you're always welcome to come and help us to worship the name of the Lord. Amen. We just give honor to God, amen, who's ahead of our life. We thank God for his grace, his mercy, how the Lord has kept us all day long. He didn't let no evil befall us. He kept us in perfect peace. Amen. Our faith may have been tried. We have, may have went through, amen, storms, tests and trials. But God, he kept us with that peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. For that we owe God a praise. We owe God, amen, thanksgiving. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. And we come tonight to give the Lord thanks. We come to give the Lord praise. Amen. It's not so much what God can do for us, but it's what we can offer back and give back to God. Amen. And we owe God, amen. We owe God our lives. We owe God our hearts. We owe God our praise. We owe God everything. Amen. The psalm writer said, I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless his holy name. Did you come out to bless the Lord tonight? Did you come out to give the Lord a perfect praise? Amen. Offer the Lord a perfect praise with the fruit of your lips and with the heart of thanksgiving. So we just greet you once again in the name of the Lord as you're coming on in. Amen. We welcome you once again to the Prayer News Network Global, another opportunity to give God glory. And we thank God for all the word that has been coming forth. Amen. For everything that we have been hearing, amen, on this Prayer News Network Global outreach. The Lord has been speaking. He has been strengthening, encouraging, healing, delivering, saving, rescuing those that are lost. Amen. The Lord has been doing so many wonderful things whereby we are glad. Amen. So he's not done with us yet. God has more in store for his people. I don't know about you, but amen, I want God to do an outpour upon, amen, upon all flesh, an outpour of his spirit upon us tonight and shower us with blessings. Amen. That we won't have room enough to receive it. So we just give God glory, give God praise. We do give honor where honor is due. We praise God for all of our leaders. Amen. Protocol, thank God for all our leaders. Those that have paved the way, have come before us, and have gone before us. But we thank God for their labor of love and for the sacrifice that they have, amen, given for the sake of this gospel and for the ministry. Truly, amen, ministry is a sacrifice. Amen. When you're showing up doing ministry, amen, it is a sacrifice. It's work. Amen. Work is involved. But one thing about it, God is not unrighteous to forget, amen, your labor, amen, of love. Amen. So we praise God, amen. We continue on to do the things that are pleasing in the sight of God. Amen. So we give honor to, amen, the late Apostle S.T. James. Amen. The First Lady James and S.T. James Ministry. Amen. We praise God, amen, for the great man and woman of God. Amen. To all the other, amen, presiding apostles and bishops that, Amen. The Lord has, amen, instilled, amen, in place, amen, positioned them to carry out this gospel and to carry out the work of the Lord. Amen. So that, amen, we can, amen, make it to heaven. How can they hear without a preacher? How can they preach except he be sent? Amen. We know we got a lot of people just jumping up going. Amen. But thank God for the ones that God commissioned, ordained, qualified to do a work for him. Amen. So we just bless God, amen, for all our leaders. Amen. To Pastor Taylor, Mother Taylor. Amen. To my leader, Pastor Mark, Lady Kalitha Hoges. Amen. Out of Athens, Georgia, to Otis Temple, Church of God. Amen. To all your leaders. Amen. To your leaders, each and every one of your leaders. We bless God. We praise God for them. Amen. We give them their flowers now. Amen. While they're alive. We want them to know that we appreciate, amen, all, amen, that they're doing for the body of Christ and for God's chosen people. Amen. It's a blessing, amen, to be identified with the body of Christ. Amen. Time passed. We were alienated. We were strangers and pilgrims. We were alienated. Amen. But one day, amen, God, he grafted us into this royal family. Now we have royal blood running through our veins. Amen. Because we're a child of the Most High King. Amen. For that, you ought to give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. We ought to give God a praise for choosing us. We did not choose God, but God chose us from the foundation of the world. Amen. This is why we're here today, because we have been selected, chosen, and called by God. Amen. To serve him and to live for him. Everybody don't have a mind to live for the Lord, but thank God for the mind that he has given us to serve him and to live for him in a time such as this. So we just praise God for all things, and we, as you're coming on in, we say welcome once again. Amen. We have any first-time visitors. Is this your first time, amen, visiting the Prayer News Network line? Amen. Calling in or, amen, however way you're tuning in tonight, amen. We welcome you. We thank God for you. Amen. For being a part of this program tonight. Amen. This is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. At the end of the broadcast, we will give you two numbers where you can text, amen, to request a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Truly, God has been sending his word. Amen. To, amen. You just have to get a copy, amen, of the word of God and listen to it over again. Because God is ministering to our hearts. He's speaking to us. Amen. In such a way that we cannot get enough, amen, of the voice of God. So we praise God for this opportunity to be able to get, amen, amen, recording of the broadcast, of the messages, amen, that are going forth. Amen. We encourage you, amen, to get your copies. Listen to the word of God. Amen. Because every time you hear the word of God, God is speaking life into your spirit. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we praise God for all our speakers that have come thus far and those that are yet to come. We thank God for each one of them unveiling themselves and making themselves available for the master's use. We praise God for all of our advisors. Amen. To each and every one of our advisors, those that are standing in the gap, those, amen, that are there to support, amen, and to aid the work of the Lord, and see to it that it goes on in Jesus' name. So we thank God for each one of, amen, our advisors. Thank God for our prayer warriors. Amen. Those that are praying. Amen. Those that are calling out. Amen. Amen. The people's names. Praying for the nation, the world, the society. Praying for the success of the ministry. Praying that the word of God have free course. Those that are just laying before God interceding. We thank God, amen, for you. Amen. Men are always to pray and not to faint. Amen. Prayer works. Prayer still works. Regardless what the devil say, regardless of how, amen, it may look, prayer still works. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. There's so much power in his name. All you got to do, call him. Amen. He will answer while you yet call. Glory be to God. We thank God. We serve a God. Amen, that comes to our rescue. So we praise God for each and every one of them. Thank God for those, amen, our songsters, those that come and, amen, offer songs of praise unto the Lord, to usher in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Sometimes, you know, the atmosphere has to be set. God sets the atmosphere. Amen. It ushers in the presence of the Lord to prepare the people's heart so that they could be ready to hear and to receive what it is that the Master, amen, wants to feed to us, amen, each night. So we thank God, amen, for, amen, our praisers. Thank God for our scripture reader. Just thank God for everything. Everybody has a part in the body of Christ. Amen. Everybody has a designated part in the body of Christ. So we thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. We're not going to prolong the time. We're going to allow time and space for, amen, our speaker for tonight. Amen. A powerful woman of God. Amen. That, amen, delivers God's word. Amen. In such a way that it has you thinking. Amen. When you leave off the line. Amen. Somebody says, surely God has spoken. Let the church say amen. So we don't want to stand in the way of what the Lord, amen, desires to give us this night. So we're going to move forward, amen, in our program, in our broadcast tonight. And at this time, we're going to ask you to prepare your hearts and your minds that we may go to God in prayer. Amen. We're going to ask, amen, Missionary Dorothy Fan, amen, she would take the platform tonight, amen, and lead us in our opening prayer, a prayer of sanctification. God bless you, Missionary Dorothy Fan.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The song says, Zion keeps calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion keeps calling me to a higher place of praise. To tell all the people that Jesus Christ still reigns. Oh, Zion keeps calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion keeps calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion keeps calling me to a higher place of praise. To tell all the people that Jesus Christ still reigns. Oh, Zion keeps calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion keeps calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion keeps calling me to a higher place of praise. To tell all the people that Jesus Christ still reigns. Oh, Zion keeps calling me. Zion keeps calling me. Zion keeps calling me to a higher place of praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, to give you the praise, to give you the glory, to give you the honor. We come tonight, Lord God, to say yes, Lord God, to your will and yes to your way. We hear your voice tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look up on the line once again tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come asking you to look, Lord God, far and look near, Lord God, and see the heart of your people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon this line tonight, Lord God, and be merciful unto us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to forgive us, Lord God, for anything, Lord God, that we have done or said that wasn't pleasing to your sight, Lord God, for any sin that we may have committed, Lord God, any iniquities, Lord God, transgressions, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Lord God, repenting, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we don't want our coming to be in vain tonight, Lord God. So we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to make us worthy, Lord God, to come before your throne tonight, Lord God, to enter into your presence tonight, Lord God. Tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to move by your spirit and by your powers, Lord God, this night on each and every one of us, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to touch, Lord God, in a mighty way, heal, Lord God, deliver, set free tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come asking you to save, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, save the lost tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you tonight, Lord God, to move, Lord God, with your choice anointing, Lord God. We receive, Lord God, your word tonight, Lord God, that's coming forth, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we say, have your way tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we say, let your will be done tonight, Lord God. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, open up our ears, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we may hear you clearly, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you may work a work in us, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your mouthpiece, Lord God, your chosen one tonight, Lord God, to bring forth the word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to move by your spirit and by your power tonight, Lord God. Have thine own way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, who we realize and know, Lord God, that you are calling us, Lord God, to a higher place, Lord God, in you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for giving us another chance, Lord God, to hear your word, Lord God, that we may correct whatever is wrong, Lord God, in our life, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you right now to move tonight, Lord God. Move mightily, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're asking you tonight, Lord God, to touch, Lord God, that mother, Lord God, that father that lost their children tonight in a shooting, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch them right now from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to be the lifter of their hung down head tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to heal, Lord God, deliver, and set free in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Someone may be on the line tonight, Lord God, asking, need, Lord God, a Savior, need, Lord God, answer, Lord God. So we ask you this night, Lord God, to let them know that you are the answer, Lord God, for everything. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move right now, Mr. Bradley. In the name of Jesus, touch her right now. Supply every need, Lord God, every need, according to your riches and glory. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And for that, Lord God, we give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor tonight, Lord God. But we know that you're worthy, Lord God. You're worthy of every praise. You're worthy of every hallelujah, Lord God. You're worthy, Lord God. You're truly worthy, for you've been so good to us. Lord God, you've been so kind, Lord God, and we thank you tonight. We appreciate you, Lord God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor tonight, Lord God. We praise your holy name, and we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We glorify your name tonight, and we lift you up high. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Master.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. We thank God for that prayer coming through Missionary Dorothy Fan tonight. Amen. We know that God, he hears and he answers our prayer. Amen. Don't think for 1 minute that your prayers are going unnoticed and unanswered. God, amen, he hears us when we pray. Jesus said, thou always hears me when I pray. Amen. And we have the same confidence that God always hears us when we pray. And he answers us. Amen. So we thank God tonight for answering our prayers. And God is going to do just what he said he's going to do. So we praise God tonight. Thank you, Missionary Dorothy Pan. Amen. For the prayer of sanctification of the line. Amen. People of God, while we ready. Amen. We're getting ready. We're positioning ourselves. Amen. We're getting, amen, ready and excited to hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. But just before we bring on our speaker tonight, we are going to have our opening scripture from Sister Amen, Amen Holland. God bless you, Sister Holland. Mary Holland.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Emmanuel Hope, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer wards, and to all of our listeners near and far. Tonight's scripture reading will be coming from 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 1st through the 13th verse. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. He that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bear witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believeth not God has made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. I have read to you 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 1st through the 13th verse. Blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of God's holy word.
Amen. Praise God for the scripture reading. Amen. Coming through Sister Mary Holland. Amen. God's word is true. God's word is right. And God's word is forever settled in heaven. It's unchangeable. There's nothing you could do with the word of God but accept it, receive it, and live by it. We praise God tonight for the scripture reading coming through Sister Mary Holland. Amen. People of God, we want you to get ready tonight. Amen. For what thus saith the Lord. Amen. For our messenger tonight, the woman of God, she has been coming, amen, to us, amen, from God's word. She's been, amen, giving us what thus saith the Lord. Amen. And truly, the Lord has been blessing. The Lord has been speaking loud and clear. And truly, amen, this woman of God, she's crying loud. She's sparing not. She's lifting up her voice like a trumpet in Zion. Amen. She's declaring Christ and Jesus Christ. Amen. So we thank God for this woman, God, being back tonight. Amen. With us. Amen. So we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to yield the floor for our speaker tonight and the person of prophetess Sharon Duncan from Nassau, Bahamas, by way of Banks, Alabama, from Jerusalem Temple, amen, EPC. Amen. So let's, amen, greet her with a hearty praise the Lord, and let's get ready to receive, amen, the word of God with gladness tonight. Amen. The next voice you'll hear will be none other than our speaker, Prophetess Barry Sharon Duncan. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Good night to all my father's children that are on the line And I greet you tonight in the precious name of Jesus, who is our soon and coming King. Tonight, God is faithful, and I owe him a praise. We owe really, oh God, praise. We owe him thanks. Tonight, we owe God glory. We can never praise him enough. We cannot give him the glory he deserves. He's been so faithful. Glory to God. He's been so righteous. He's been so good. That there really is no word on a way you really can describe or define who God is. And I just want to take this time to acknowledge the Holy Ghost, who is indeed the head of my life. Bless his name, who has kept me and kept us one more time. Glory to God to glorify him tonight. Hallelujah. I give my respect tonight to Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life, to my leaders. Protocol has been established, but I want to thank God for the lead and founder of the EPC Nation, Apostle S.E. James, who are celestial intercessory, and our bishop, Apostle, that is now Huggins James, and Bishop Penner, who is our leading bishop. We thank God tonight for my pastor, Lindsay, and most of all for the Holy Ghost, who is here tonight with us. Bless his name. And so God is faithful that he has brought us together one more time, not to hear what I am saying, but to hear the heart of God, to hear what God wants us to know, to hear what the times and the seasons that we're living in is very important to God for us to know what is happening. Bless his name today. As we look around at the time and we see the things that are happening, we must know that this is the time, glory be to God, to draw closer to God. And before I go any further, I would like to thank God tonight by just going into a short prayer to give him thanks and to give him praise. Father, I thank you. I thank you tonight, God, for what you're about to say, God, and how you're about to move. I thank you tonight, God, for these people that have gathered here to hear what you are saying in this last hour. We want to thank you, oh God, for this PNN prayer line, for the advisors, for the prayer warriors, for Evangelist Bradley and all of those, God, that you have connected, hallelujah, to this work that is going forth. I praise you tonight, God, that you, God, would open up the ears of the hearers. God, that you would word my mouth for what you would have me to say, God. It's not what I feel and what I think and what I don't know what to say really, but God, I'm depending on you with everything that is in me. Glory to God. And I am taking this time out to thank you, God, that you, hallelujah, to the most shadow of the cast by the rest, God, that you would release your own shadow to the whole sky up. Hallelujah, that you would release your anointing over this line, that you would release your word over this line tonight, oh God, that you would be glorified tonight in the name of Jesus. For there is none like you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. And I want to say thank you tonight. And now, God, speak to your people the things that your heart wants them to hear in the name of Jesus. And tonight, people of God, I want to bring to you, this is a prophetic word that God has spoken from 2018. And I was looking over and asking God what really he would want me to say. And I really want to take my time, and I don't have much time. I want to finish in time tonight, but these are 10 important things that the Lord has spoken concerning the body of him. He said it's starting from the year 2018 and beyond. And so tonight, I want you to listen attentively, because we're dealing with the spirit tonight and we're dealing with the word. The topic tonight is the spirit and the word coming together. Hallelujah, glory to God. The spirit of God connecting with the word of God is what God wants us to hear tonight. Hallelujah, he wants us to hear his heart concerning, hallelujah, Jesus connecting the spirit and his word. Bless his name. And from beginning from the year 2018, God said it's time, hallelujah, tonight prayer, God, tonight, people of God, glory be to God, if you never hear what God is saying. He said it's time for his word and his spirit, the Holy Ghost, to come together. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. There has to be a connection. Hallelujah, tonight, Jesus. Glory to God. For many are preaching, but is there a connection between the Holy Ghost and the Word of God, which Jesus, the anointed one, is it coming together? The Spirit of God, is it connecting with what you're preaching or teaching? The Spirit of God can only draw out of you what you're putting inside. Hallelujah. He can only help you with me tonight. If you're not spending time with God in prayer and in studying the Word, and you don't have the Holy Ghost, it's impossible for the Word and the Spirit to connect. There has to be a connection of His Word and His Spirit. So He can only pull out of you what you have inside. What do you have inside tonight? Glory be to God. Are we seeking God to have that machine desire to put on the inside? Glory be to God, to be effective in this world. So it represents His kingdom effectively. To be agents of change in the world. To change one life, oh God, one life at a time. Those with the gift of teaching, they will see, and this is what God said, they will see a lot of teachers coming forth. From the year 2018. They're coming forth with a hunger for the word, sinful desire, the revelation. God said he's going to get you to, and he started already, and he's going to give you a high desire, and this is what you desire. He said, those who have a hunger for the glory. Hallelujah. The Bible says, for the lack of knowledge, my people's power. So he's looking for those who are hungry for knowledge. Knowledge is power. Are we hungry for knowledge? Or for parents to prophetic words? Hallelujah. Or say, yeah, a small dream word. What are we hungry for tonight? Many have the gift of teaching that fit with the letter. But in this hour, then it's an hour to hold them to pray for bread right in the word. And what is God saying? Some people sit directly with what they mean to God. And they preach that. But God is saying, hear what the Holy Ghost is saying. Because the letter by itself cannot be effective of the Holy Ghost. Because you can find someone, it could be an alcoholic, anybody can repeat a word. They can repeat the Bible. They can repeat the psalm. But do they have the Holy Ghost?
Praise them,
you can repeat it, but if you don't have the Holy Ghost, it will never be effective. My spirit must connect to my word because they are one. You can't even effectively change to a nation, to a church, to anybody's life because the Holy Ghost. You can have the letter down pat, but if the Holy Ghost is not included, you're wasting your time. That's what God is saying.
Praise and prophetess.
You can hang up on the letter
of
the Spirit of the Lord. And there is a difference. Because the letter of the law, as you look back in the Old Testament, and even in the Pharisees and Sadducees, they were stuck in the law. Blessed be Him. And many people are stuck in the law that don't understand that God is doing something new. They stick with the Old Testament and the law. Hallelujah. And not realizing that God has done away with the law. But the Holy Ghost came to bring a revelation to the law to understand that we are not bound by God's law.
Prophetess.
We are going to sin in one way or another. So what do you say? That the Holy Ghost can knock the word of God and don't operate by the law, but operate by the Spirit.
Praise Him, prophetess. Hello, prophetess. Prophetess.
And the Spirit connecting. Coming together, a lot of people and teachers want to be so accurate that we miss the Spirit.
Praise and prophetess.
And God said, hey, ready, don't do it. They're going to come up with God for me so they can be heard. Sometimes we just need to let go and let go out of the tree. Let the Holy Ghost know what the Holy Ghost knows how to do. Sometimes we need to back up.
Praise and prophetess.
Sometimes we just need to say, hey,
prophetess.
Can you hear me now?
We can.
Better?
Right now it's better. But then as you begin to talk, we get a little echo. But let's see how it sounds now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. That the devil is a liar tonight and the blood of Jesus is against us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Tonight, people of God, we humbly apologize for what is happening tonight on this day.
Yeah.
The word of God must go forth in Jesus' name.
God spoke to me in the year 2018, and I began to take note of what he was saying. Beginning from the year and on, God said it's time for the spirit and the womb to come together. There has to be a connection between the spirit of God and the word of God. And God is saying that he can only draw out of you what has been deposited into you. The question is, have you been spending time with God? Have you been spending time in the word of God? Have you been spending time in prayer, communicating with God? God is saying to God, only what you deposit in yourself can I draw out of you to make a difference in the world, to bring effective changes in the world. Blessed be it, to change the nation, to change the government, to change the churches. And he said, those with the gift of teaching will see a lot of teachers come forth starting from the year 2018. They're coming forth with a hunger for the word. By the revelation, a revelation knowledge, they have a hunger for that knowledge. They will have a hunger for revelation. And God is saying, when you have this hunger for revelation, when you have a hunger for knowledge, then he will empower you. How many know the Bible said the lack of knowledge? For the lack of knowledge, my people are perishing. They are dying. And the enemy knows that if we could get the knowledge of God, if we could get the revelation of who God is, then God will push us to the next level. God is saying tonight, I can only get out of you what you have deposited in you. And God is trying to pull some sense out of a lot of people. He's trying to pull some the ministry out of you. He's trying to pull revelation out of you. But he said, there has to be a connection between the Spirit of God and the Word of God in order for God to use us effectively. Many have the gift of teaching that stick with the letter. But in this hour, they must follow after what the Holy Ghost is saying. They must be free to let the word of God breathe life into the word. And so what God is saying, a lot of people that are teaching and preaching, they only stick with what they see written. And they don't allow the Holy Ghost to effectively minister. In other words, what God is saying, God will show up in a service, and he is really moving, and he is really, the anointing is high, bless his name, and he wants to heal his people. He wants to be the one to demonstrate himself, and you would find those who are just, oh my God, just focused on getting the word of God out, which we need, but sometimes God wants us to back on the side to let go and let him have his way. Let the Holy Ghost do what the Holy Ghost knows to do. We got to understand that healing and deliverance can come to just pure worship. Healing and deliverance can come just to pure praises. Sometimes we got to back on the side. Even though we have an assignment to bring a word, God might just say, step on the side tonight. So if you're stuck on just getting the letter up there and the Holy Ghost is saying, let me do the work tonight, then we are really restricting what God wants to do in his house. A lot of teachers get hung up on the letter of the law and not the spirit of the law. And so what God is saying, we are no longer under the law. We are under the spirit of God right now. And if you know and understand that in the Old Testament, there was stuck in the law. The Pharisees and the Sadducees were stuck in the law. But God is saying we are no longer bound under those Levitical laws. We are no longer bound under the law. We are now governed by the spirit of God. Hallelujah. The spirit of God has now taken over. We can't keep the law. If we try to keep the law, then what's going to happen? We'll be stuck. We're under grace. Hallelujah, God. And so God is saying tonight, bless your name, that come away from the law. You can't keep it. Let my spirit move. Let my spirit breathe. Let me be free to do what I need to do. I know what is best for you. I know what is best for my people. Sometimes, let me have my way. Don't restrict what I'm about to do. So many put restriction on what God wants to do in his house. So many leaders and teachers, hallelujah, that are stuck in the law. Like if they don't bring the word tonight, then the people are not blessed. Sometimes God just wants to bless time. This is the year that the Most High God will deal with the world and the spirit connecting, coming together, and a lot of preachers and preachers want to be so accurate that we miss what the Spirit is saying to us. We can get to the point where we want to be so accurate, and God is driven by His Spirit, so we back the Holy Ghost on the side. Then He says, let me have my way. But God said, I'm going to bring my Spirit and my Word that are going to connect. And those who have the prophetic gift, or those who have a word to hear, they're going to move themselves on the side, because no flesh will take over. Bless His name. He's going to back them on the side so that the Holy Ghost can come forward and connect with what God is saying, so that He may bless His people. 2 Kings 4:6. And such trust have we through God, such trust we have through Christ to God with. What we see here in this verse, that Paul is saying that they have complete trust in Christ, the anointed word, the anointed Messiah, who is God word, W-A-R-D, God word, according to Strong's Concording, God word, meaning the supreme divinity, the magistrate who has the last word. When the magistrate gives instructions or rules, no one can rule different or alter that. And so what God is saying tonight, I am the magistrate. I have the last word. I give the instruction. No one can change what I say. No one can change what I do. We have my way. I'm responsible for my people. This is my house. Sometimes I want to do it my way. Bless His name. And leaders have to be sensitive to the voice of God. Leaders have to be sensitive to His presence. Leaders have to know when God is moving. Let the Spirit of God connect with His word that says, let go. Let me have my way. Bless His name. Verse 5 says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. What is Paul saying? According to the Strong's Concordance, that they were not fit enough, they were not great enough, they were not good enough, they were not large enough or worthy enough to think of themselves to be more than what they were. But whatever they were, it was the Most High God, Jesus Christ, that should get the glory for who they were to Him. Unlike many today, they take the glory for themselves. They take the honor for themselves. He said He shared His glory with no man. And so Paul says, we back on the side so that God would be glorified. Why? We trust in God. And when you're trusting in God, you know how to let go. Glory be to God and let God have His way. Verse 6 says, who had also made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. When Paul says, hallelujah tonight, when hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. When Paul says ministers in the Strong Concordance, a minister means one that is waiting on a table or menial duties or a deacon or a Christian teacher or a pastor. See, these means got a lot of people thinking that they are beyond serving. Bless His name. But the Strong Concordance tells us and proves that these people, a pastor or deacon, is someone that wait and serve the people. They minister to the people by serving the people. And so many are stuck on rules and accolades and position and power that they're missing when the Spirit of God shows up. They're missing when God wants to move. But the word Spirit means blast or breath. Or breathe. Spirit that is human, the rational soul, mental disposition, or superhuman, like an angel or a demon, a divine being like God, Christ, the Holy Ghost. That's the definition of spirit. Kill it. When the Bible says the letter kill it, what does it mean to kill something? To put to death, to slay. But the Spirit gives life. And so that's what God is saying. The letter of God is no good without His Spirit. The letter of God is just preaching from the Word of God and not hearing what God is saying to reveal to the people what God is saying by His Spirit. silent. I hear what the word, the written word says, but what does God say? Is he talking to you? Is he giving a revelatory knowledge to you that goes through the body of Christ? Paul was on the Isle of Patmos, and he had a revelation. The revelation is about Jesus Christ, and God revealed to him everything, and he was able to write it down. He didn't have no letter. He didn't have nothing. He just heard the voice of God. So God said, hear my voice. Let me give you revelation knowledge. Yes, the letter said, yes, my word is good. But as the connection of the Holy Ghost, the letter of the word of God is said all by itself. We cannot skip the principle and go straight to the miracle. This is point two. We cannot skip the principle and go straight to the miracles. The word, the definition of principle is first in order of importance and mean. City, similar definition, peace, primary, leading, foremost, first, most important, predominant, dominant, a key, crucial, vital, essential, basic, critical, pivotal, silent, prime, central, paramount, major, ruling, master, supreme, overriding, cardinal, capital, ultimate, uppermost, highest, utmost, top, arch, number one. And so God is saying, this is what I am. That's what principle means. He is first. He is everything. The person with the highest authority is not, this is another definition. Principle means the person with the highest authority or most important position in an organization or an institution or a group. It is your boss. It is his chief. Chief executive, CEO, chairman, chairwoman, managing director, the MD, president, director, manager, employer, head, leader, ruler, controller, head, government. That is the meaning of principle. A lot of leaders and people are talking about faith and filling up the people to believe, glory to God, and breakthrough. Many are doing a lot of demonstrating and prophesying, doing amazing things. But this year, starting from the year 2018, God said, starting from the year, he himself is building the foundation. He is establishing the foundation based on doctrine of the apostles and the prophets. Bless his name. The foundation of the apostles and prophets are not in a lot of churches. Glory be to God. The foundations of the apostles and prophets of old has been moved out of the body of Christ, has been moved away from the people of God. And God said, I'm going to build a foundation of my house back on the doctrine of the apostles and the prophets, because I spoke directly to them. I gave them my word, bless his name, and then write down on paper what they need to hear. And the prophet has been moved. God said, I'm about to rebuild it. Hallelujah. I'm about to build my house back up. I'm about to take over by the Holy Ghost. Then he went and said, the Holy Ghost, bless his name, and on the day of Pentecost, they were running. And the Bible said, as they wait, say, my God, the Holy Ghost came. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost moved. What God is saying tonight, the Holy Ghost moved for who? For so much people stuck on the ladder that they are restricting my spirit from moving. He said, I want to move by my spirit. Let go. Hallelujah. Let me have my way. Some people are stuck in protocols and programs. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of God wants to move, and they will shut them down. Glory be to God. And say, God, go, Shamandora, Osa. We have to be careful how we are pursuing the things that are happening in the spiritual realm. Many are living and getting rich by living, by performing miracles. We see it on TV, we see it on YouTube. That's what they're doing. They're pursuing things that are happening in the spiritual realm. They're tapping into the spiritual realm, but not by God, by their own spirit, by divination, by witchcraft. But go and get a quick fix to do a lot of signs and wonders. Prophesying God's faith are really on the spirit possession when he never spoke to them, using it to get geared and to enlarge themselves and their ministry. Anyone teach otherwise and does not consent to hold the words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the doctrine which of godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, abounding about questions and strife, railings and even surmising. And so he says, if anyone stray away from the one law, if anyone teaches any other doctrine other than what I have already written, then he said, don't listen to them. He said, this person in verse 4 is a proud person. And God said, I don't walk with the proud nor the scornful. And so if you have somebody that is stuck in the middle and stuck in not listening to the doctrine or the teaching that God gave to his apostles and prophets of old, you have to be careful of those type of people. They are obsessed with dispute and argument over words, envy and strife, railing, reveling, and even suspicion. These are the two people that are operating and there's a type of false anointing. That's what they do. They cause confusion in the body of Christ. They cause strife to come in the body of Christ. They cause people to come against one another and become envious, blessed, worse in life. And verse 5 says, perverse, this means useless. They are perverse, disputing of men, of corrupt minds. God is describing to us now these false prophets and these false people, the mind and what they are all about. And he says, and the destitute of they are destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. He says, from such turn away. Because a lot of them are doing this for money and material possession. That whatever they do, it has nothing to do with that. He says, from these type of prophets, run away from these type of people. Verse 6 says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. When you have God, a hallelujah tonight, and you are contented, hallelujah, Jesus said, you have great gain. He said, whatever state you find yourself in, learn to be contented. Learn to be comfortable. Stop murmuring and complaining of what you don't have. Because these type of people, they're doing lies, they're lying, and prophesying all kinds of things because some of them are seers. The gifts and the callings of God are without a bank account, they can see what's in your pocketbook, and they will prophesy to you to get gain. Why? Because they want to live a lavish lifestyle. They want houses and cars and land. So they will prophesy, and you have people running to the bank, emptying their bank account, emptying their pocketbook to these liars and these false prophets. He said, be contented with the godliness because of gain. So verse 7 says, for we bought nothing under this world, carry nothing out of it, and having food and raiment, which is clothing, let us be contented. Another thing God is saying, stop running after poverty, stop running after the worldly things. Be contented with food, be contented with clothing. Stop desiring or forbidding other people's pain, and that's what these leaders do. Some of them have a conviction that they want a big mansion. Because the next preacher has a phone call, because the next reporter has a but God is telling us tonight, watch out for these people, and he's warning us tonight. Be contented with what you have. Be contented with the food and the clothing, because I know what you need. But verse 9 says, a day that will desire to be rich will fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish hurtful lusts, drown men to plunge into the deep, to sink in destruction and prediction. Do we hear what God is saying tonight? They that will desire to be rich will fall into temptation and a snare, and into foolish hurtful lusts. What are we lusting at tonight? What is our desire? Is our desire to be rich? You don't look at people who are rich. You don't know what they did to get what they have. You don't know how much wickedness they did to have. You don't know who they hurt, who they lied on, hallelujah, who they steal it from. We don't know. And he says they will plunge into the deep, and they will sink into destruction and prediction. Destruction means perishing or ruin. Eternal misery in hell. That's where they're going to end up. Eternal misery in hell and destruction. Verse 10 says, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred or they have many sorrows. Are we hearing God tonight? For the love of money, people have said money is the root of all evil. That's not correct. The Chateau of a host. Yes, God, the Bible says tonight, for the love of money is the root of all evil. We're talking about the spirit and the word coming together. But this is where God is taking it. Tell you that these false apostles and false teachers, hallelujah, they are straying away from the word, and they're using the spirit, as they call it, the spirit, to say that God is speaking, and God said, I am not speaking to them. But this is what they're doing. They love money and are forcing them to do evil to get what they need, and yet not even allowing anything to drop what they want. Which was while they covered, and you know that when you covered something that you want with somebody else has, you desire what somebody else has, and when it gets to the point where we desire other people's things, then God has a problem with us. They have erred or strayed away from the faith. God, for these people are no longer walking by faith and pierce them through in many things. What is he saying? You'll find that you're going, putting yourself in all kind of expense, all kind of debt. You can't even pay. Your house is getting repossessed. Your car is getting repossessed. Tell me, God, you got to give it away. Open. You're pleasing yourself through in many sorrows. The blessings of the Lord look from your sorrows. So if God is making you rich, you have no sorrow. But if you're doing forgery together, if you're covetously getting it, then you're going to have sorrow. And it's not going to last. And pierce me, the Bible says pierce themselves through. The word pierce me to torture one soul with sorrow. The soul, the soul, there's enough of their own soul. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness. God is telling us what he's to do and us to do. But thou, O man of God, flee. He's telling these men of God, these false apostles and prophets, flee these things and follow after righteousness. Follow after godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Here God has given us instructions of what he desires to do. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou hast called. He's telling us, fight the good fight of your faith. Focus on eternal life, because you are called to inherit eternal life. And God has professed a good confession before many witnesses. Sight of God, who quickened all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession. We know what Jesus done very well before Pontius Pilate. When he was getting ready to be crucified, he confessed the good thing. He confessed the what was happening. God is saying it is the time to confess the truth. It is time to be honest. It is time to be upright. It is time to stop doing things by shukru and with honesty and fraudulence and covetousness. Verse 14 says that thou keep this commandment without spot. Listen to what God, this is the commandment God has given some to do. This is the commandment God gave the teachers and the prophets and the apostles. He says that thou keep this commandment. This is just not words. This is a commandment of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're now in the Feast of Trumpets. This month, September. And we've got to examine ourselves. And we've got to be prayerful. And we've got to be watchful. Because this is a season. And the time, we don't know the day or the hour. But this is a season to look for him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because he's coming back with the sound of the trumpet and the voice of the archangel. Blessed be in this season with the trumpet, the Feast of Trumpets. And so we've got to clean up our souls. We've got to be watchful unto prayer, because God is speaking to the body of Christ that it's time to come up to another level. Which in his time he shall shew who is blessed and only who is blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who only had immortality, dwelling in the light no man can approach into, who no man had seen nor can see, to whom the honor and power and everlasting, and power everlasting. We can't see God. We see, he's saying, we can't see mother, we can feel this presence of God. We see him in nature. We see him in creation. Glory be to God. And he said, no man can approach into this life. No man can approach God like that. Blessed be. We got to be careful how we deal with the things of God. We got to be careful how we approach him. He is the king, all wise, oh my God, potential king. We got to watch the way we give him glory. We got to watch the way we're real. He's looking for true worshipers. Watch our prayer. Watch how we honor God in this hour. Could you have these people in the church, and my God, these false anointed people that are, my God, polluting the church, destroying people's lives. Them that are rich, listening to their sins. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded. Their trust in a certain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things. Where is their trust tonight? Is our trust in the riches of this world? And we high-minded, God says, tell them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded. In other words, he says, stop being proud. Stop being dead pride to God because you have so much and because you just let it get to your head and that you feel like you're above everybody and everybody's going to meet you and everybody must serve you. And know what you said, because you have riches, God is going to charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, glory to God. More trust in himself. He says, stop trusting in your riches. Stop trusting in your wealth. Hallelujah, glory to God. Stop trusting in your riches. But in the living God, they trust the living God who give us richly all things to enjoy. He gives us all glory to God. He wants us to enjoy the sun. He wants us to have it, you know, because he said he lives above all things. But when we get to the place and you have these people in the body of Christ that are high-minded and prideful and rich, he said, be careful. Be careful. Don't trust in your riches. But he said, trust in God who gives you the riches to enjoy. But in the meantime, help somebody. Look up for the poor person. Look up for that father's child. Look up for that widow. Look up for somebody else. I want us to look up for each other. Some people in the body of Christ have thousands of dollars in the bank, have money in the bank, and see somebody struggling. See the brother and the sister struggling. See that single parent mother struggling. My God, that girl with no husband struggling. I wouldn't even lift up a finger. God is in the sun. Mom, can I help you? Mom, are you hungry? Mom, can I help pay your rent? Can I help you pay your light bill? Before we do that, we walk away and say, God bless you. I pray to you. Verse 18 says, that they be rich in good works. You remember God is saying, this is the next one. That they do, oh, God, God help me to work in this God. That they do good, that they be rich in good works. What works are we doing being good in? You're rich, you're well off, but what good works are you doing with the riches God give you? Who are you helping with the riches God give you? Who are you reaching out to in the name of God? That with the riches God gives you. It's not for you to stand in the Bible. Just for me, my four, and no more. Once my children go to college, once my children go to hell with everybody else's children, we got to be mindful. God says, you love me. Who you have not seen. How can you say you love them? My God, Jesus Christ, you love them and you shed up your bowels of compassion. He said, how dreaded the love of God is. The real love of God, the money and riches don't mean nothing. It means nothing to give it away. It means nothing to God to anybody else. Verse 19 says, and they're laying up in store for themselves. You know what God says? Then you do good work. And the Bible said, reach to this. Let me read verse 18. That they do good work, reach to distribute. This is not what it is. To distribute real good. To communicate. This is what God is saying. You're rich. But he said, do the good work with the riches. Reach out to distribute. And who are you distributing the riches to? Who are you distributing the riches to? These false prophets and false people in the body of Christ are down on earth and false. And they don't care what happened to you. And people come into these churches and struggle with all things, fighting to get the church. And while you're driving a bus, good foundation against the time to come. What Paul says, there's a time coming when you, the tables don't be turned over. Like this. Right now, we're getting ready to get into a time of famine. Hallelujah, God. And the world is throwing us side down. Glory be to God. And I just had someone send me a message. The pastor with one man saying, getting ready to start going to the Swiss bank, the banking system, getting ready to be lost. It comes to the time of money of no value because you're going to need a chip. You're going to need the most standard of a whole star to buy into stuff. Hallelujah, so you're starting up. But God said, let us install for ourselves a good foundation. Bless his name and God, the time to come. Hallelujah, Jesus, the baby, no failure, all eternal life. It is time to stop focusing on me before and no more. It's time to focus like God on eternal life. Jesus is coming soon. Bless his name. And some people still ain't get saved yet. Some people putting on salvation. God forget, oh God. Focus on eternal life. Glory to God. Hallelujah, God. Coming, oh God. Coming to prayer alone. Going to church, but still ain't saved. Still ain't got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Holding yourself. Hallelujah, God. That they hold on eternal life tonight. Let's focus on old Timothy. Keep that which is made to by trust. Avoid profane and ungodly and vain babbling, which is mean useless matter. God tells Timothy, avoid profane, ungodly, vain babbling, empty, useless words. Stop focusing on things that don't have no value. Stop focusing on things that is not edifying you or the body of Christ. And of course, you need to be worried and stressed out. Stop focusing on riches and wealth and all of the house and car. Listen, God is saying, if you do what he says, if you do that, I'm of course going to give it back to you. Plus, I'm shaking together, and it's going to run over. All the spirit God in that room. Because I am a giver. I'm a last. Sometimes we know how I go feed my children, and I hear God say, give me the last. And before I leave the church door, someone give me a bigger bill. Bless his name. I've had experience where people come up to me and give me the keys for a car and give me a house to live in that I didn't have to pay for because I laid up in store. And God is saying tonight, how long do you focus in on yourself? My God, these four and bishops and whoever they are, smoke focusing on themselves. They be sitting on the church praying, on the church struggling. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're your pastor. You're your leader. And they're sending you to the treasurer. They're sending you to the secretary. My God, Jesus, anybody could have reached Jesus. Anybody could have touched Jesus. How come you so big and bad that nobody could see you? You say, oh, God, help me tonight. He is saying avoid contradiction of what is falsely called knowledge. That's what he's telling these people who are rich and leaders. Avoid something what is falsely called knowledge. Don't you know that a lot of false knowledge is in the world? Don't you know that a lot of false teachers are in the world? Which some professors have erred concerning the faith. Deuteronomy 18 and 20, but the prophets which have presumed to speak a word in my name which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of another God, even that prophet shall die. So if a prophet comes speaking his own way and speaking in another God, I say another God tell me, God said he's going to die. A lot of them are going to die in this season. Mark chapter 7, 69 says, He answered and said unto them, where had Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites? He called these people, these kind of people, it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. So they sound like they're into God. They sound like they're serving God. But God is saying to us, these types of people who are following after riches, their heart is far from thee, because they get it, but they ain't helping nobody. They don't reach out to nobody. They don't care about nobody but themselves. How be it in vain do they worship me, that teaching the doctrine, the commandment of men? For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men as the washing of pots and cups and many other such things ye do. So they're holding on to tradition. They're holding on to what men say. They're not holding on to what the Holy Ghost is saying. They're not holding on to what the letter of the word is saying. They're not connecting the word and the spirit together. They're doing it of their own mind. They're teaching their own doctrine. And verse 9 says, as it says in the book, so will ye reject the commandment of God that you may keep your own tradition. See, God is saying they're rejecting the command I give them. They're rejecting how I want to move in my house. They're rejecting the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And they have their own tradition going on. They have their own doctrine taking place in my house. My God tonight. Hallelujah. And 2 Peter chapter 2, 1 to 3 says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false speakers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable spiritual seeds, which means that it's which means disunion, which means that they're causing division. Even denying the Lord that brought them and bring upon the Lord them, God has raised them up, God has used them, and God said, now they stray from the real doctrine, they stray from holiness, they stray from my word. They're searching for what the Holy Ghost says. He said they're going to live to themselves just destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways. Listen to what it's saying. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, which means ruin. Pernicious means ruin, loss, and damnation. By reason of whom they weigh the way of the truth that is evil spoken of. We don't see that the truth is being evil spoken of. You see that when you go and tell people what God is saying, they knock you. They don't want to hear. They want to have itching ears. They want you to prophesy loud. They want to hear the good part of the Bible. They want to hear the part of God that is right and God is good. They don't want to hear the part that God said you need to get it right. God said you need to change your dirty ways. God said you need to pray for more. God don't want to hear the chastisement of the Lord. He said he chastised you. Walking upright, then God will correct us. You and somebody's mouth to do it for us. And we got to be humble and submissive to know that if that God said to them, that's how much we love us and stop getting offended and getting angry. And my sister, then, through covetousness, practice greediness, which means fraudulency. They shall they with fringe, which means artificial fringe. Words, which means artificial words, make merchandise of you. That means to buy and sell. So what God is saying, these type of people, these type of poor people, making, using you like you go to the store and you buy and sell. Those people taking your money, buying and selling, that's what they're doing. Romans chapter 23 to 16 says, thus said the Lord of hosts, hearkening not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not of the mind of the Lord. 17 says, they say, still unto them that despise me, the Lord hath said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walk after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. In other words, what God's saying, then God said, you're gonna die. They say, you shall live. This false prophet. When God, they telling you you're blessed, God will bless you and this and that. You even in church. You don't even know the Lord. You don't even go to church, but they're pronouncing blessing over you. They're pronouncing the good over you. When God is showing them something different, they know that you have blessed them. So people prophesying lies to get gain. Then Jeremiah 14 and 14 says, when the Lord said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name, I send them not. Neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them, they prophesy unto you false vision and divination, and a thing is more, and the deceit of their heart. Therefore says the Lord concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I send them not, yet they say sword and famine shall not be in the land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. Now we hear that a famine is coming. And a lot of people really still don't believe that a famine is coming. You have people that are knocking what God is saying to a I'm telling you, God said, I'm telling you, I'm celestial intercessor, estrogen, want to get your land, get your cattle, get your animals, get whatever you need. For the month of famine, that's what God did to Joseph when he sent him to Egypt. There was a famine coming, and he stood up. Let me tell you something. He warned us. He said, there's a famine coming. But all work of preparation. Don't we see the food store shelves being empty? Don't we see the signs in the earth to tell you that a famine is coming? And so you have this whole story telling you, oh, don't believe that. That's not true. God loves us so much. He's not going to do that. We're going to believe in God's name. We got to know what the Holy Ghost is saying by the word of God, because the word and the sin must be left in order for us to move. And the people who hold the cover side, and this is what God says, shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword. Shall have none to bury them, their wives, nor their children, nor their sons and daughters. And I will pour out your wickedness upon them. So anybody that is listening to these false people, God says, I'm going to destroy you. Timothy says in 4:3-4, for the time shall come when they shall not endure sound doctrine. And strength and quality tell us the function, the strong, sound doctrine means the function or information, learning, or teaching. There are people today, they don't want to hear sound teaching. People today don't want to hear the doctor to warn us and to tell us get it right. They don't want to hear that. They have itching ears. But after their own lust or their own desires, which lust means desire, longing for what is forbidden, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And itching ears means to scratch and to tickle their ear, to tickle their fancy. What God says, create their flesh for this. A teacher, a prophet, to prophesy the smooth things, and they know they're doing stuff. They know they ain't doing right. And so you have these false people out there prophesying lies in the name of the Lord, and God is saying, I didn't speak to them. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. And the strong concordance, a fable is a tale that is a lie. You have a lot of people that are straight away doctrine and listening to these lies, listening to these fiction. My God, oh God, help me tonight. Jesus created us to live on a solid foundation that are godly and timeless, like building healthy relationships. This is what God said. He wanted to build on the foundation, not just spiritual, but building healthy relationships, being responsible, paying your bills on time, being connected to the body of Christ. Don't be owing people. You know you owe the man, and you can spend the money on something else. You know you're supposed to pay, and you buying something you don't need again and there. He said, be responsible. Pay your bills on time. Owe no man. Bible-teaching church, a true church, not the false prophet. The principle is his word. That's what God says. The principle tonight is my word that teaches us what it means to be faulty believers. We have gotten excited when we say we're living by faith and we're not fully trusting in his word. We bow in with a sin. When we say we're living by faith and we trust the word of God and we still have a doubt, we're sinning against God. Romans chapter 14:26 says, and he that doubteth is bound if he eats, because he eateth the word of faith. For whatever is lit is faith in his sin. If we say we have faith in God and we say doubting what God says, trusting what he says, then we are sinning. Doubting is sin. This thing is serious. A lot of people in the Bible say, oh, I have faith in God. And then when God put them to the test, the full gate of the door. They believe the doctor's report. They believe whatever most of the reports that come to the Holy, they let the negativity take over the faith that they have. Take over what God has spoken over their life. We need to be guided by principles and precepts. This is another thing God said, which is a general rule intended to regulate behavior or thought. Doctrine, command, order, decree, dictate, and commandment. Prayer alone will not change things if we're going to do it the way the Most High, the way Jesus expects. It must be done. If the faith is not connecting, then your attitude don't come. A breakthrough will be handled, and some will not last, and an answer to your prayers will lie down, because if you pray without faith, then you can't get no results. If we are not praying in faith, God is saying, you are not going to get anything done. So he expects us that when we pray, that our faith, when we pray, especially if we remind ourselves, he expects us to have faith that he's going to do it. And we're going to be tested when we say we believe him. This is the year that intercession has increased and a lot of burdens we have carried and the carrying has been lifted. I don't know about you, but I've seen God do some things for me in this year. Hallelujah, God, that lifted so many burdens and answered so many of my prayers right in this year. And he said, it has been lifted. And before this year, all people of God are declared, you will find the burdens that you're carrying will be lifted. If we line up with the principle of the word, we got to put God's word into the test. There has to be unity, oneness in things to change for us. We talk about synergizing on the weekend when we had our service, synergizing, coming together, we're better together as one. And so God said there has to be unity and oneness for things to change for us. We can't be hurting one another, disagreement, one another, going through all kind of things and despising each other and still expect them to work for us. It doesn't work like that. You'll find yourself struggling and trying to talk. Why would, but trust yourself. David always told me to cleanse himself before the Lord. No, don't go to service. When Jesus said, do not forsake the assembling of yourself together. This is not the time to say, because of the pandemic, I am not going to church. You're finding all kinds of excuses. A job, and they say they love Jesus. There's a multiple job from a poor man and riches, and don't even take the time to go to worship and do Jesus. He says, don't forsake yourself together as the mama of some is. That's Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of yourself together. When you're an intercessor, we're dealing with intercessors, and I'm almost done. When you're an intercessor, you will usually carry a lot of burden. But this is the year that God is raising up and empowering more intercessors, which he is speaking to concerning you. So God will put people in your life who are spending time in prayer that can hear the voice of God, that will give you a direct word that you need for your situation that you're going through at the same time. He has them interceding on your behalf so that you will get your breakthrough and bring the deliverance into your life. And so where you are weak in your faith, God is saying tonight, starting from the year 2018, even into this year, I am putting people in your life, and your people that know how to touch me, that know how to get a breakthrough in prayer, that know how to connect with me. Where you are weak in faith, God said, I was put and connect you. Divine connections are happening for those who are weak. God said, let the strong, very infirmity of the world. God is setting up in your life. God is setting prophetic real people in your life that can give you a right now word that will strengthen you and encourage you and take you to the next level. He is telling us to not distrust or believe the words we speak and all of the prayers that we have sent up, but we need to take action. What he said, faith without works is dead. And that is in James chapter 2, 24 to 26. What do it profit, my brethren, though a man say, I have not work? Can faith save him? No, not alone. If a brother or a sister be baked and destitute of daily good, and one of you say unto him, depart in peace, be warm and filled, notwithstanding you give them not the things which are needful to the body, what does it profit you? If someone comes to you in need, cold, and you said, you know what, I can pray for you, you go in peace. That's what God said. But you said, I can pray for you. You go in peace. The Lord is with you. God said, stop that mess. You know you could help. You.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's see if Amen Pastor Secret is gonna come back on. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. My phone got cut off for a second. Even so, faith, had I not worked, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have worked. Show me thy faith without that work, and I will show thee my faith by my work. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devil believes and trembles. But wilt thou know, O man, that faith without work is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? See thou then how faith wrought with his works, and by faith, or by his works, faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled that said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. See then how that by words, by a man is justified, and not by faith only. Not just your faith is impossible to please God, with saying you have faith and not connecting the word of God with the faith. So this is the year to move out of faith along with prayer. Move out on faith along with prayer. We have to pray like never before. This is very important to understand. It's not just praying, but the relationship with God is a process that we have to go through, that we have to develop. The journey that goes along with our prayers that will bring about the change in our lives, so that many of us are working too hard to accomplish a lot of things and is not meant to get beyond the revelation and into applying. When you are a dreamer or have a lot of visions, you may share them. Having a dream or revelation and interpretation is incomplete without applying what he is showing you. So if God is showing you something, he said, apply what I'm showing you to your life. Don't just see it, but apply it. So many are sharing on social media, but in doing this, they need to be careful. We become mesmerized by the revelation and interpretation. And mesmerized means that they will hold your attention to the extent that you are transfixed on the TV or transfixed on YouTube or whatever app. They will bewitch you. They will captivate you. They will fascinate you. They will cause you to be hypnotized. They will charm you. So this is what is going on. The people who are watching these people on the media, they are transfixed because they're doing a lot of signs and miracles. But if we don't follow the person, if we don't follow in the letter and mix the letter with the spirit, then Jesus is teaching us tonight, it will not give any fruit. Nothing is going to happen. So there are temptations that are going to come to your way. There are temptations that are going to be manifested. And we have to know how to avoid it. We have to know how to avoid these false prophets and false people that is coming up. This is the year to go beyond revelation, especially those who are prophetic. If you are prophetic tonight, God said go beyond revelation. Don't just settle for sharing revelations or interpretation. Go into a step higher and reach out to others who follow and listen to you to be able to apply what they see. It's about their lives. What does it look like in their home, their families, ministries? We need to start applying what God is saying and revealing through visions and dreams. Leaders in the body of Christ must ensure there is order in their home, especially those on the front line. By doing this, it increases the health of their families and determines the success of their ministries. How many know that you have a lot of leaders? They're so busy with the work of God, traveling here, there, and everywhere, that they forsake their families. They don't even know how their family's doing. Your families is important to God. And so God is saying, as a leader, you got to take time out for your families, get your priorities straight, make sure your house is in order, because you're going out there to teach people, and they're looking at your life. And so if your life is out of order, how can you teach me? Those in the media have to be very careful what they're putting out there. If your marriage, family, and home is in a mess, it would be most important that you get your priorities straight. Your house should be in order. It's hard to minister effectively without a lot of baggage. We need to get rid of the baggage. it can hinder you as well as those who listen to you or follow you. God is saying he's raising up real people that will speak on platforms for their whom their lives must be healthy and whole. No matter how anointed and gifted you are, you may operate through the word of knowledge or prophetically, but if your home and marriage is in trouble, stop what you're doing. Go and get your life together. Make it right with your spouse and family. Your first ministry starts with your home. Your first ministry starts in your house. God is saying, God is the Most High, is drying up the swamp in the church to bring it into alignment. So there's a mess in the house of God, and he said, I'm bringing it into alignment. This is a season where leaders will no longer get away with their unholy and ungodly lifestyles and their homes being in shambles, and they're still trying to teach and lead God's people. Their lives must be in order. This is clean up year for the church and the leaders. It is not about your encounters and gifts. It's about being doers and not hearers of the word. This is the year leaders must get their house in order for the body to come into alignment. It starts with the head. The oil poured on Aaron's head and ran down to his garments. What a leader can do is spread like cancer and cause a lot of confusion. God is saying it's time to get in order, especially those in the media. You must pay attention to your home. Blessed when you're out there preaching, he said they need to be careful how they're walking, their integrity, and their character, how they connect to the body of Christ. God is doing a new thing, and we got to get in alignment with what he's doing in this year. Until we can self-govern, we are not ready to rule and reign. It's about taking care of ourselves. God is speaking to a lot of people about physical health this year. That's because we are made of spirit, soul, and body, especially intercessors. I'm just reading to you the things that God has said so that you can understand what God is saying about the spirit and the word. These are the things that we must do for the connection to happen. And he says, because they can focus on so much imbalance, because so much heavenly mind, you can become so heavenly minded that they're no earthly good, and they're not taking care of their bodies, and they're not eating what they're supposed to eat. And so what is happening, the body needs to be maintained, to be kept healthy, so that you can have strength for your assignment. It's about maintaining your family, cooking, cleaning, spending time with family, taking vacations together, having a balanced life. It's called feeding the whole man. Leaders should train others like Jesus did with his disciples, so that when he leaves, they will be able to continue where they left off. When Jesus was getting ready to be crucified, they were able to identify Peter as being one of his disciples because he sounded like him. He carried his anointing, his mantle. We need to feed our minds and relationships in order to accomplish this. We need to develop healthy relationships. We need discipline with one of the fruit of the Spirit. We need the fruit of the Spirit in our life. I'm trying to rush through this because I was cut off a bit. I think I'm going to stop because God is so much for me to finish here, and I don't want to prolong the time. But one of the things I want to put out there is Facebook is a global phenomenon that is taking over the world. It is a means of contact with each other, just like these people are accessing information and things. But many is using it to make a name for themselves. It's being twisted a little bit. Facebook is being used for the kingdom, but we need to make sure that we're using it and not using ourselves for ourselves to escape. So many are addicted to it because it has a lot of information. It's very distracting. It will suck the life out of you. It is a good thing, but some people cannot do without it. It has become their world. They go to sleep and wake up with Facebook. And Jesus is saying in this hour, he's trying to get the leaders' attention that using Facebook to build their ministry. It's time to depend on the Most High and not the Facebook to promote and build your ministry. And plus, it's another thing that is being used for promotion. Zoom and et cetera, whatever you can think about. What happened to the Tower of Babel, what happened to Facebook? God said he will start stripping them and pulling them away from Facebook so they can build on his foundation and not another man. It is time to create your own website for your church and ministry. Create your own blog. Facebook is Babylon. They will block you if you take, if you think it's offending. If they think what you're saying is offending other people, they will block you. So some of your messages will never be heard. God is saying, God is purposing and pulling people away from Facebook to literally and totally rely and depend on him. He is going to decentralize you and pull you back into the grass and in the roots to your, so to your communities and neighborhood. Build them, applying the things he has told you to say. And so I'm going to stop right here for now. And hallelujah tonight that we have to realize that the in the churches we have fraud and false prophets that are connecting the word and the spirit together. And God is saying it is time to get it right. It is time for us to be sensitive. It is time to know his voice. It is time to stop up itching air. Bless his name. And it's time, hallelujah, tonight to know what God is saying. And so, hallelujah, tonight, Jesus, we got to know these people by the fruit. And I'm done tonight because I can't finish that because my time has been cut off. But tonight, God is saying it's the spirit with my word. And hear me, because these false prophets and these false teachers are not connecting the spirit of God with his word. They're doing it their way. Lies for money. God is saying tonight, don't run after them. Don't be so gullible and not sensitive. Because a lot of us want a prophetic word. We want to know what God is saying. But he says, get in my word and you'll know what I'm saying. A lot of us lack study in the word of God. And so when they come, because of the lack of knowledge, we gravitate toward them and we believe them because we don't know what God is saying. Glory to God tonight. It's time to connect the spirit and the word together. It's time to run for your life. It's time to prepare for the coming of the Lord. It's time to hear what the Spirit is saying. Come to the churches tonight. Do what God has called you to do. It's time to come in alignment with the word and the spirit tonight. Oh, Jesus, tonight. And so God has given instructions not only for the spiritual things, but for our natural life, for our bodies, for our families. We, a lot of people are there preaching and their houses are in shambles. Their houses are messed up. Their homes are in shambles. What does God say? Get the home right. The bishop should have his house in order because you can't tell me what to do and tell me line up. You can't even rule your wife and your own children. So God is saying, get it right. Get your care up, your character together. Get your, oh God, get your house in order. Get it right. Be an example. So when somebody looks at, I would want my family to be like that family. I got to follow this person to church. I see God in you. I see the way you live. I see your character. I see your attitude. You show love. This is what God is saying. We are driving people away from God and from the house of God by the way we live and the way we act and the way we treat people. But God said this is the year. He's turning things around. He's fixing things. He's turning things in our favor. He's about to pour out his blessing upon people. He's about to pour out his anointing upon us afresh. And he said, make yourself available. And tonight I'm done, and I praise God for his word tonight, and I apologize to my phone. I know it's the enemy, that because I had no problem with this phone until I came on this line. No problem. Bless his name. So I know that's the enemy, distraction for me not to do what God has called me to do, but I want to encourage you tonight, and I want to entreat you tonight that it's time for us, from the pulpit to the door, God is saying it's time for us to connect with the word, with the spirit, and come into alignment. And to hear him and not another voice. So if you want to be saved or you want some prayer tonight, God has already spoken. It's up to you to come and get prayer. I'm here to touch an agreement with you. If not, then I know and hope and pray that whatever has been said tonight, that you have been blessed by the word of God. Because if we get the word of God and we listen to the word of God, then we, and if we apply the word of God, then God will move in Jesus' name. I turn this part into the hands of the man of God tonight.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for the word tonight. Amen. Coming through the woman of God. Truly, amen. She has said so much. Amen. God has spoken through her. She has, amen, said so much she touched, amen, from the door to the pulpit, from the pulpit to the back door. Amen. There was not one stone unturned. Amen. But truly tonight, we got to line up with God's word. This is what God is calling for. This is what God is requiring. Amen. We got to come up to God's level. God is not coming down to our level. We must come up to God's level. So we praise God for the word of God. Amen. We don't want to say too much, but we want you to ponder. Amen. Think about the word of God, what you have heard. Let it sink in. Take heed to the word of God, lest at any time you should let it slip. Draw closer to God. Amen. We're living in a time where we have to get closer to God. She talked about all of the distractions. Amen. Remove all the distractions from your life. Amen. And set your affections on things above. So we praise God tonight for the word of God coming through the woman of God. The enemy, he's defeated. Amen. He didn't want this word to go forth, but thank God. Amen. We heard enough to be delivered. We heard enough to be saved. Amen. Now what are we going to do about it? Amen. So we thank God, amen, for the word of God once again. Thank God for prayer that has been extended. Amen. It's not too late for you to come and give your life to Jesus. Amen. God is calling for holiness, calling for righteousness, calling for self-denial. You got to deny yourself daily. Take up your cross and follow him. Amen. So we bless God tonight for the word of God. Amen. We truly enjoyed it. Amen. People of God, we want to encourage you to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. You can request a copy of tonight's broadcast by dialing, amen, amen, us. Amen. Number is 229-529-0914. Amen. Once again, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, you could text us at 229-529-0914. And to all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries, amen, if you have enjoyed this broadcast tonight or something you heard that has resonated, sticking with you, amen, so you can listen to the word of God all over again, amen, you could reach us by, amen, texting us using WhatsApp, and the number is 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners, if you desire a copy of tonight's broadcast, please text us by using WhatsApp. The number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Get a copy of tonight's word. Listen to it. Amen. Let the Lord work, amen, a work in your life. Let God change your life through the word of God. Amen. So we praise God tonight for the word. Once again, we can't thank him enough. God has said so many awesome, wonderful things to us tonight. Amen. So we got enough to think about. God has left us with so much to think about. Activate your faith. Connect your faith to the word of God. Amen. Don't put your faith in material things, but put your faith in God. Trust God, and he will make provisions. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. So we thank God tonight for the word of God, and we want to say a prayer for the woman of God. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you right now. We thank you for the word that you have spoken through to your woman servant. Father God, we pray that you, oh God, let your word take root into the hearts of your people, into the hearts and the minds of the hearers tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray that you will do a quick work, even in our lives. Transform us, God. Oh God, we pray that you will get our attention, God, through the word of God. Help us to do your will. Oh God, we pray that you look on the woman of God tonight. We pray that you will continue to touch her body, give her strength. Oh God, continue to use her to speak your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your word, God, go out. You say your word will not go out void, but it will accomplish that for which it was sent. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you glory. Father God, we thank you for strength for the woman of God. We thank you for power. We thank you for renewed mind tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray that you open up doors for her, make ways out of no way. Continue to provide her every need. In Jesus' name we pray, we count it done. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We just bless the Lord tonight. Amen. For amen, each one of you that have come to the line, thank you for your patience. Thank you, amen, for amen, hanging in there. Even when we have difficulties, we thank you for just patiently, amen, hanging in there to listen to the word of God. And we have the victory. Amen. We have the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God sent his word tonight. The devil couldn't stop God's word. God's word went forth, and God's word is going to do just what it said it's going to do. Amen. We believe God just like that. Amen. So be encouraged. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Amen. And the King of glory shall come in. Look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. But at this time, we're going to turn the platform back over to our speaker of the hour. Amen. The woman of God, that she has the last saying and the blessing of the Lord. God bless you, woman of God. Back into your hands.
Amen. I want to close by encouraging you with these last words that the Lord has spoken. And he said, don't waste time on meaningless doctrine. Don't waste your time on meaningless doctrine that bear no fruit. He said it's about the gift coming forth and being in operation. He said we need a zealous, burning desire for the word and prayer. That's what God said to me. A lot of us in the body of Christ need a zeal for his word and for prayer, and be careful not to get caught up on doctrine, like the Pharisees and Sadducees, that will bring a separation, specifically this end-time doctrine, including the rapture and this, you know, things like that. So don't get caught up in disputing stuff like that. That's going to cause division, because a lot of division comes in the body of Christ when we dispute doctrines, and a lot of people don't understand. And the next thing he said, a lot of people are operating in fear, and this causes them to try and control what is happening. This is the hour when the Most High is speaking about his kingdom being established on the earth, his will being done in this earth realm. Our not to be bound by the doctrine of men that tries to manipulate and control you. And that is what God said. And so, you know, even when I was speaking, I had to come. Right now I'm standing outside in the dark, speaking to you from my phone, because, like I said, all day I have no problems with this phone. No problem, people of God. And I have to open the door, and I'm standing outside. In you know, thank God I have a light in the room outside. But I refuse to let the enemy stop what God wanted to say. That's his name. And so God wants us to go on another level. And God is speaking especially by his spirit. But what he's saying, we got to connect his word with the spirit. Because if you're just speaking by the spirit and the word is not activated, then it's a waste of time. Or you just stuck in the letter or the teaching or dealing with the word, and the Holy Ghost is part of the operation, then it's a waste of time. So he's saying all of those who are teaching and in the front line, let him do. Let it be a connection. Let it be an application. That's his need for us to go to the next level. Because it's hallelujah, God. It's time, hallelujah, Jesus. It's time. God keeping his time to come up to another level in the reading and the studying of his word. And he said, this is how he's pouring out a zeal upon those who have a desire for it. So he's looking at your desire. He's looking at your zeal. And he's not going to move until he sees that coming out of you. Bless his name. And so we thank God tonight that he opened up the way for me to say what he has to say. And people of God, I pray that, including myself, that we really apply the whole glory to God, what Jesus is saying unto us, what he is saying unto the church, as he's speaking, expressing by his spirit, and by his, he loves us that much. And so we thank God tonight. Father, we give you thanks and praise on tonight for what our ears have heard and what our hearts have felt. We thank you, whole glory to God tonight, for all of those who took the time out in spite of the interruption by the enemy. God, they still held on. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus for making a way, God, for the word to go forth. I pray, God, that this word be a blessing, God. I pray that this word bring changes even into my very life, oh God. I pray, oh God, that we come up higher. I pray, God, for people in prayer line, God. I pray for advisors, oh God, the prayer warriors, and especially for the leader, that you would give them strength to continue on a daily basis, God, connecting people to this prayer line. I declare, God, and upon every nation connected tonight, that the Spirit of God would breathe upon them, that the Spirit of God would engulf them, God, that the Spirit of God would move in their hearts.
every one of the blood of Jesus tonight. We cover your cars with the blood of Jesus tonight. We cover you on your dogs tonight. We cover you as you travel along the highway, in the airways, on the ocean. We cover you tonight in the name of Jesus. From God's eyes to his, from gangs and guys, we cover you tonight from mass shootings. We thank God for the blood of Jesus that makes you whole. We declare healing over your life tonight. We declare healing in your mind, healing in your emotion, healing in your soul, healing in your body, healing in your home, healing in your family. We declare tonight healing, God, on this land will continue to be a way of escape for those who are looking for you. So this land will continue to be open. Souls will be delivered, hallelujah, tonight, saved and set free. We declare tonight, God, that you are moving and breathing, God, upon us. Holy Ghost, fire, be released. God, engulf us now. Jesus Christ, God Almighty. In the most and God, we will be worshipped by your coach. And yes, God, we will work by your coach. You will all stand on, yes, God, and forever be grateful and thankful. And most of all, God, that you are prepared for your coming. Your coming is near. And we feel every word and every declaration against every backlash and every spirit of retaliation. In Jesus' name, I say amen.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. We thank God for you. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen. People of God, this concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. We will be back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Come back and let's see what God has to say unto the church. Until then, blessings and peace be unto you in Jesus' name. Good night, everyone.
Session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.